Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The some 2,500 U.S. troops in Afghanistan start officially withdrawing today, the beginning of the end of the 20-year-long U.S. engagement there. NPR's Tom Bowman says as troops leave, they're still on high alert.
It'll take a few months to get all the troops out, and the Taliban are increasing attacks on Afghan forces, but have not attacked U.S. or NATO troops. But, you know, that could change with some Taliban commanders maybe eager to kick the foreign troops out the door. U.S. military has said if the Taliban attacks, they'll be hit very hard.
Pentagon officials say the biggest concern about the pullout is a possible civil war. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says that there should be a new vision for the U.S. military, stressing emerging technologies. In his first major speech as defense secretary yesterday at Pearl Harbor, Austin said the U.S. military is meant to buttress U.S. diplomacy and provide leverage to prevent conflict. He says the next major war will look very different from the way the last ones were fought. Six former executives from a U.S.-based oil company have been released from prison in Venezuela. NPR's Philip Reeves reports they're now under house arrest.
The six are mostly U.S. citizens. They worked for Citgo, which is owned by Venezuela's state-run oil company. They were arrested while visiting Caracas in 2017 on corruption charges they deny. The U.S. has demanded their release ever since. Transferring them to house arrest is being seen as an effort by Venezuela's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro, to establish a relationship with the Biden administration after surviving President Trump's attempts to oust him. Some supporters of the six are welcoming the release, yet they know Maduro has done this before, only to return the men to prison later. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
In Indianapolis, a public remembrance ceremony is getting underway this hour for the eight people killed by a gunman at a FedEx warehouse last month. It's being held at the football stadium where the Colts play, and NPR's Giles Snyder reports organizers are expecting thousands to turn out.
The event is being held at Lucas Oil Stadium in the city's downtown. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb is among elected officials and interfaith leaders who are scheduled to speak. The public ceremony comes 2 weeks after the mass shooting at the FedEx warehouse. Four members of the Sikh community were among the eight people killed. The community is hosting the event. Private services for the four Sikhs killed are expected to be held next week. Police have not publicly said why the 19-year-old gunman carried out the shooting before killing himself. He was a former worker at the FedEx facility. The Sikh community is demanding a full investigation into his motivation. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
This is NPR. Texas is holding a special election today to represent the 6th Congressional District south of Dallas. This comes after the death of Republican Congressman Ron Wright in February. The result could alter the already thin Democratic majority. A field of 19 horses will run in today's Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. But other than the actual race, 1.25 miles long, Graham Ambrose of member station WFPL reports preparations are focused on pandemic safety.
Guests will have their temperatures taken upon entry to Churchill Downs. Attendance will be restricted to about 50%. The infield will be even more restricted. Derby spectators say they feel safe thanks to vaccines and social distancing. Sherry Jackson and her husband, who drove from Richmond, Virginia for their 19th Derby, say they're fully vaccinated and not worried.
The CDC recently announced that if you're outside, you don't have to have a mask as long as you're not close to people. If you're vaccinated and that vaccine is workable and it's doing what it's supposed to do, you're okay.
Sun is in the forecast for the race, and tens of thousands of spectators are expected to be on hand. For NPR News, I'm Graham Ambrose.
SpaceX's Dragon capsule is preparing to leave the International Space Station this evening to return four crew members to Earth. The Crew Dragon is due to splash down about 6.5 hours later in the pre-dawn hours of tomorrow off Florida. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.